You know, it's like any game, Jeff. I mean, you know, you're always looking to improve. And whether it's scheme, what we're teaching as coaches, the people we're doing it with, I mean, that's, you know, part of this league. And you work on it, unfortunately, in the off season, and we're in it.
So what's the question? What are you asking me? Yeah. That sounded like a statement to me. It didn't sound like a question.
Well, about the roster, what do you need? Any fixes, changes? Have you looked at it?
Which well, we're going to go through that process and do the best we can and try to get better this offseason and obviously evaluate our team, number one, and figure out where we are and where we need to get better, look at the free agency market as well as the draft. And we plan on getting better this offseason. We're going to try to get something done with Ryan. We'll hopefully get something done with Ryan.
Joe, with the playoff loss,
hold
any more weight than the
16
regular season games
that you're evaluating in the games? I wouldn't say not, but I think that obviously, you know, you want to see how guys perform in the playoffs because it is a different level. And to me, that always has a, as I said, you know, you make your money during the regular season and you make your legacy in the postseason, and how you plan the postseason is because it is another level, and that's a big part of it because it's the pressure, a lot more pressure there, and so you know I wouldn't say that this one loss is gonna have a lot to say with as far as the evaluation, but you definitely look at that.
With that said, would you define this as a successful season?
Sure. I mean, I think when you look at the regular season, we're 13-3, won 11 games in a row. You know, that it was successful. I think, you know, it's disappointing. I mean, there's a lot of good things that went on. And if you look at, you know, where we were 2 years ago and where we are now, we're making the strides that we made, we want to make. And we know that we have to make some more. But there's no question it was, you know, a very good season for us and won a lot of football games. The excitement was back. The fans were great. The connection's back, which is all important. And now it's just, you know, important for us to make the next step. You know, I will say one thing about the playoffs, and it's kind of funny in the fact that, you know, there's only, as John said, there's only one happy team at the end of this whole situation. And I think because of the expectations, you know, unless you play good football in the playoffs, it doesn't matter where you get beat. I've played bad in Super Bowls. As we didn't play as well as we could have played Saturday. And you can't do that in the playoffs. You got to play good throughout the playoffs to win. And as well, you know, as poorly as we played, we still had a chance to win that thing. And I think that's the thing that you have to keep in mind is the fact that every team that's in the playoffs, it's a good football team. And to be world champs, you have to play well in every playoff game to be able to win. And we just didn't, you know, we just didn't play well enough. And so, you know, that'll be, we'll concentrate on that next year. It'll be a great learning experience for everybody on this football team of what we experienced this year. And as I said, you know, not only in the postseason, but the regular season. I mean, there's a lot of confidence back, and, you know, we didn't play like we're capable of, but that experience that we went through will be very helpful for us next year.
What are your thoughts on Tom Brady saying that the best two teams are in the AFC Championship game?
I didn't hear that comment.
That's what he said.
Well, you know why? Because they both won.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you argue that point.
Uh-huh.
We plan on doing that, but that comes before the new league year. So it'll come the end of February when we'll go through that process of the physical and everything. But there's nothing has changed.
So
plan on doing that. I mean, I'm saying the goal has not changed. The goal is still to be world champions. And so, you know, obviously with what we did this regular season, we gave ourselves an opportunity in the playoffs. You know, the best – we put ourselves in the best situation you can possibly put yourself in going in the playoffs. But the bottom line, the situation doesn't win any games for you. You still have to go out in the playoffs, and you still have to play well. You can't make the mistakes that we made to be able to beat good football teams, because everybody in the playoffs is a good football team, especially in the divisional round. So we just didn't play well enough to win. And, you know, the thing is, to be world champions, there's a couple times in my career we played well the first two games and didn't play well in the third. You know, and this one we just kind of moved it up in the first round.
Yeah. It's true.
You know?
When you were in 2016, you had no Super Bowl ring. I mean, so can you relate as a quarterback to the criticism that Peyton here?
Well, right now, at 36 years old, Peyton and I are tied. Well, he's got one more than I got at that age, right? So we still got years left. And so that's why still the goal is the same, is, you know, to continue to do that and come back and, you know, battle next year. You know, I mean, believe me. This is, you know, we did not want to be here talking to you today.
No offense.
You know, no offense. I mean, it's not, yeah, I mean, it's, you know. And
you guys didn't want to be here
nobody
either.
Nobody in this organization, nobody in that locker room, you know. So it's a matter of trying to evaluate where we are, what we did wrong, and try to get better from it. And the hindsight's good, but you got to learn from the hindsight, too. And that's where you learn from. You look back and say, okay, what could we have done differently, and how do we get better from that? You know what, I think it comes down to, if you look at the, you know, to me it comes down to the teams that are playing the best. And that's why when you look at it, teams are usually getting a lot of, why you've seen fourth and fifth round, sixth round teams that have won the Super Bowl. How many more fifth rounders have won it, or fifth seeds than anybody? But if you look at it, a lot of times they get hot. Look at the Giants last year. When they get hot for the playoffs and they're playing their best football, that's when you got to do it in the playoffs. And that's why a lot of times you see lower seeds, which I think it's happened several times, that have been Super Bowl champions, because they get on a roll and play well. And, you know, we were on that roll, and, you know, we played well the last part of the season, but we just made the critical mistakes that, you know, against good football teams that you can't.
And still, you know, had a chance to win the game.
Right.
I mean, that's the, you know, again, you fight in games to have that opportunity. Like I said, we came up short. Well, I think when you have a really good team and they have, you know, a real good team spirit and, you know, about each other, sometimes you probably get that feeling. And that's I'm sure that's why everybody. I mean, I think our city, our fans, the media, the coaching staff, the players, you know, everybody felt that. And for it to come to a screeching halt, I think is disappointing for everybody involved.
But, you know, you look at the Ravens. I mean, they played well. Joe Flacco really played well. Torrey. Yeah. Smith really played well. I mean, he made some big plays, great catches, and, you know, Flacco put the ball on the money. So, you know, they did a good job of protecting him, and they did a good job on the defensive side. They didn't allow us to get any big plays. They kept everything in front of them. And, you know, so they played very, very well. And that's why, you know, we talk about us, but the Ravens had a lot to do with how we played, too, because they played very, very well.
Well, I think, you know, I'll answer to that, you know, as I told the team, we had new play callers on both sides of the ball, and this team came a long ways and learned a lot. I thought it was remarkable, if that's what you're asking, you know, what he was able to accomplish in a new city, a new team, with new teammates. And as I can say, a lot of the same things about our defense. You know, we changed coordinators, and they changed. So we made a lot of progress. And I think it'll just get better.
Well, if Mike leaves, are you back to figuring out another scheme, or are you keeping what you have?
Well, no different than Dennis left a year ago. I think that worked out all right, and I don't have any reasons to think any different. Right now, Mike McCoy is still our offensive coordinator, and that's the way we're marching on as I speak.
Will there be talk of Champ moving to safety possible?
I don't see that.
Most disappointing thing about this loss is how the defense
You know, Mike, you know, it's just all disappointing. I mean, you know, I don't know that it was one of our best performances. We had been very, very good on third down. I thought that was a big difference. We've been pretty good since Houston of explosive passes. You know, if we're just talking kind of what happened in evaluation, and, you know, those things came back to bite us in that game Saturday. You know, and nobody takes it more heart to heart, but, I mean, there was a lot of different things and a lot of different times in that game where, you know, we had chances and didn't make it. So it was, like I said earlier, we all had our signature on it, including me.
Well, I mean, I think because of the situation we were in last year adds incentive to next year. And so I think that the motivational piece will be obviously to get the opportunity that we had last year and to get back and have that number one seed and then have learned from the situation that we're in this year. So, you know, the bottom line is each goal. And, I mean, if you're saying, would it be tough for us to do that tomorrow? Sure it would, you know, because these guys are hurting and you know, rehashing this game, but I will tell you, they'll have a good offseason. They'll rejuvenate and get into the offseason program. And by the time we get to training camp, you know what? We'll be looking at this as something that we can learn from and hopefully use that as a battle cry going into next year.
With that said, how long it took you to get over to Jacksonville? Was it a month? Was it the first preseason game,
No, I don't remember, but I know it didn't take long because I knew we felt like we had a good football team coming back as we do now. And, you know, hopefully this offseason we'll make it better and come back and compete, which is we're going to have to do. We got two new coaches in the AFC West. Our goal is going to be still going back and winning the West number one, first goal. And there's going to be two new coaches that we're going to have to adjust to in the West. And so, you know, we'll take it a step at a time You know, I think as a player, you get disappointed when you lose games like this. But then again, once you get back in, you're rejuvenated, you feel good about it, and you get that opportunity to go back and compete for next year's Super Bowl, and that's what we'll do.
John, you mentioned that a number of specific areas where you have been playing well and you didn't play that well in those areas in this game. As a coach who's in the room with these guys, do you have a feel for why? Do you think the layoff has anything to do with it?
Yeah, you can analyze it every way you want. The reality is, it wasn't one of our better efforts. But as John said earlier, I mean, your opponent has something to do with that. And, that's the Ravens played very well against us, particularly in the passing game. And, you got to, put your hats off to them. You know, they've been 5 years in a process. We've been 2 years in a process. And, they were in the championship game a year ago. We weren't. And so there's all those experiences John was talking about players. Our players will, heal in time because time does heal. But, they'll come back with a fire in their belly of wanting to get back like most good teams do. And we've got a good team. As people and players. So, we'll get an opportunity to build on that experience, and, we'll head into year three of this process and hopefully make as good a jump as we did from last year to this year.
Coach, are there any additional messages to guys like Von Miller or the younger guys? He more took it tough. Von didn't change out of his uniform for quite a while after the game. Younger guys where this emotion may sit a little bit longer, whereas a veteran may, handle it over time.
Yeah, I think people are just different. You know what I mean? I think, but they're all competitors, and there's a lot of good guys in that locker room. And as I told them in our team meeting, I feel for them because they put a lot into this, but they, they do feel that sting and that pain, and I think they'll be better for it. And so, guys like Von Miller, you mentioned, a lot of guys you could mention. That we'll get better for it. We have a lot of young guys that are still growing, and there's nothing like experience.
For both of you, how did Brock Osweiler progress on the practice field this year, and did he do enough to still be considered the quarterback
of the future? I believe so. I think Brock didn't get as many game situations. I think that's a positive thing. But when he did, I thought he did well. And so you get evaluated on how you perform on Sundays, Mondays, whenever they line you up. But I thought he grew. I like his temperament. I feel real positive about Brock Osweiler.
I mean, he made progress, what we thought he would. And I think that we got a chance to know what he is as a guy and a person and how he is on the practice field, and that, you know, he fits really well into this building, feeling really well with his teammates and you know, working with Peyton. So I'm thrilled with this progress so far.
Anything else, guys? John, you got a lot of free agents kind of off the scrap. You've been out, you know, played really well in big contributors. What is it that you look for in, when you're feeling out the last pieces of some of those veteran guys?
Well, I mean, I think where we were is that, you know, trying to add veteran leadership there, but also add, you know, depth and you know, to where to get through a 16 game schedule and the guys that would fit in that locker room the right way. And we're very fortunate with the guys that you know, that came in. I mean, you look at Brookings and Leonard and Hester and Copen, they were all guys that came in, and as it worked out, were very, you know, were huge contributors for us, and so on the field, but also, you know, what they did in the locker room. And so you know, we'll evaluate all those guys, but you know, we're going, as John said, we're going into our third year. This will be our third draft. You know, the guys that we've drafted 2 years ago and last year, you know, and hopefully some guys we get in this year's draft will start filling those slots also, to where everybody's maturing into the slots that we had envisioned for them. So, you know, I know there's been a lot of things saying out there that we're old and this and that, but you know what, we've had. To me, we had the right mix, and we'll continue to work for that right mix. And if we need help and we need depth, then we'll try to find it.
Do you see Omar Golden as a
potential quarterback? You bet. I mean, Omar's a competitive, young, tough guy that did a heck of a job on special teams for us this year. And it's funny, John and I were sitting having breakfast this morning, and, you know, he had dislocated his shoulder and, you know, was there in case we needed him for the rest of the game. But his comment was, "I'm coming back next year to take somebody's job." And I said, "Well, I like that. I like that attitude." So he didn't mean. I hope he didn't mean.
No, he didn't.